We're going weiter in Perek Beis. It's called Metzios Am Yisrael. We know. Afal pi sheklal hamitzvos ein iketamam hamofurush leadmus l'Hashem Yisbarach. In all the mitzvahs, the ikar reason of the mitzvahs is not mafurush, that we should be like Hashem. You're doing the mitzvahs, so you should be like Hashem. There's a lot more furush in all the mitzvahs. But be'emes, yesh mitzvah meyuchedesh, shezu kol ha'mosoi. There is one mitzvah, but that's its entire essence of that mitzvah is lidamos l'Hashem Yisbarach. Via mitzvah, oh. Don't tell him he's late, okay? You don't tell Eli he's late, that's all. That's the main thing. Okay, we just started Perek Beis. What we said was, we didn't miss much. We just summarized last week, and we said that even though all the mitzvahs, the ikka mitzvah, the ikka reason of the mitzvah, we don't know the reasons of the mitzvahs, but the ikka reason is not mefurish, that it's to be like Hashem, that musla Hashem is barach. We don't see that that's the ikka of the timing of the mitzvahs, is to be like Hashem. You put on tefillin because Hashem puts on tefillin, so you can be like Hashem. We don't see that that's the reason. But we said there is one mitzvah, unique, that that's its entire essence. The dmois l'Hashem is barach v'hi mitzvah v'halachta bedrochov. The mitzvah v'halachta bedrochov mufarash b'rambam b'seif ha-mitzvahs v'zeh l'shoina. The dmois alav is barach k'fi ha-yocholet ad kan. To be like Hashem, whatever that means, as much as you can to each person according to his abilities. V'hi mitzvah d'raisa gemura al klal midas toivos. That's a mitzvah d'raisa gemura on all the midas toivos. Mahu rachum afatarachum, mahu chanun afatachanun. Not, you'll see, not you have to be rachum. It's like he's rachum, you have to be rachum. V'kein kol midah v'anhaga toivu boilam. All the midas toivos you see in the world, the same as he is, you have to be. Why does the Torah teach us good midas in this way? There should be mitzvahs asen the Torah. You have to be rachum, you have to be chanun. What does it have to be? Like he's chanun, you be chanun. No, just tell me. Thou shalt be rachum. Aval ha'inyan, v'yish sheha ha'mochus ha'amiti shall call Adam himi daiso. The essence of a person. Who is the person? Is his midas. Kumo shekavna liel b'moshul. Im shol Adam al chaveir mahu. You ask somebody about a friend, somebody he knows or whatever. You ask him, what is he? Tell me about this guy. Lo yima gavua kach. He won't tell you he's 1.80 meters and he weighs 60 kilos and he's got green eyes. She'ein ze hagdolur al mahusat lo. That doesn't tell me anything about the person. If I ask you, tell me a little bit about Shmuel. I want to know about a shidduch. You tell me he's 6'3". I want to know about the person. You'll tell me he's a big balchesed. He's a merciful guy. Who kaisan? Rak midoisov heim nigderes is metzir amiti. But what defines a person is his midas. What kind of a person is he? He's kind. He's angry. He's patient. He's a bali muna. Ma muchilo ze amidas. When can given shemuhus knesses Israel beklaluso nikras malchus shemaim. Knesset Yisrael, in its collective form, is called Malchus Shemayim. Vu ha'aspeklaria ha'meira bo'olim lagalut kovet Shemayim v'ashos ha'shina. As we mentioned earlier when we were summarizing that we saw last week, that Klal Yisrael is the window, is the filter, the non-filter, that reflects, that lightens in the world, kovet Shemayim and ashos ha'shina. Klal Yisrael is what, when you look at Klal Yisrael properly, you see the Shechina, you see a Kodesh Baruch in the world. You're the witnesses, you're the ones that testify to Bore Olam and to who he is. Somebody sees you and he says, oh, now I know there's a Shechina in the world. Now I know there's a Bore Olam. Baruch Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach. L'chein bo mitzvah zu likvoya ikim metzias kol adam b'Yisrael u'mehusay. This mitzvah is fundamental because it's coming to establish what is the reality of every Jew and his essence. Eliyahu is mara sheyishtakef mimenu ma'aseh Hashem. You become the mirror that reflects the ways of Hashem in the world. V'zeh koilu es kol ha'mehus. Fundamental mitzvah. That's off Shabbos for a minute. Okay, sure, to Shabbos. We'll see. But that is why we are. Well, what would Hashem do in this situation? How would Hashem deal with us in this situation? Obviously, we don't have, you're not talking about, we don't have tefis on that. But we see Hashem manages his world and how he deals with us. So we need to know that when we're doing things, you have to be able to see Hashem in what I'm doing, because that's what Hashem would do. There is mar sheyishtakef mimenu ma'aseh Hashem. The koil is kol ha'mehus. There is doyim le'boira, to be similar to the boira. The lasso is k'maisov u'k'midoisov, to do like he does and to reflect his midas, to have his midas. V'tachlis shebehemshech yegeh l'shleimush kezu ad shemaisav yeh maisav shemai mamash. The tachlis, I don't know where the goal is, where the ideal of this is, that in the end, you'll come to a shleimus where your maisav will mamash be maisav shemai. Mamash, maisav shemai. That's the ideal. We have a few steps to take before we get there. Well, In the meantime, that's where we're headed. Kama yetzor Reb Shimon ben Shetach, like we saw Reb Shimon ben Shetach. His maisim was so not human and so godly. When you saw him doing it, you didn't see a human, because humans don't do that. He only did it because he was doyim leboira. V'yayish inyan zeh, ki yesod godol b'havonos mehusu metzias am Yisrael. This is the mamash, the cornerstone of understanding the essence of Klal Yisrael, the reality of Klal Yisrael. Since this is so fundamental in understanding Klal Yisrael and the avoid of every individual Jew, then we're going to spend a bit of time going into this and trying to understand this. Narich tzat, not narich halot, narich tzat. I've always wondered why this isn't the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Why do you need a separate mitzvah of this is being Makadosh Shem Shemayim? When a goy sees a Jew, or Kiddush Hashem he sees amongst Yidden. We have to understand. Tov. Okay, I'll have to think about it more. We'll show you where the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the mitzvah of Halachta V'drachov come into play against this background where we're trying to reflect Hashem in the world. Fine. Okay, we know. Yeshivim umas ba'olam. There's 70 nations in the world. We don't see that so clearly today because it's all sadcheru from a balas ha'umos or whatever. But in Shoresh, everything out there has 70 roots. There's 70 nations in the world. V'du shekol uma nivdeles mechaverta b'tchunoseya ha'miuchedes lo. Each nation is separate from the other nations, because of its unique tchunois, its unique properties. B'mara aponim, b'tzuras halavush. This is one of the most exciting pieces of Torah you'll learn. This is fantastic if you have this. The way they dress, v'derech hachashiva, v'tfisas haseichel. Different seichel, different way they work. V'oid havdeilim shebehem kol uma shuna u'miyuchedes la'atzma mikol uma cheres. It's not so easy to see today because we've become a global village. Everybody's trying to be like everybody else, and we're all trying to be essentially American and Western. That's the essential nature. But if you go back a little bit, just pre the breakdown of this, you'll see even today, though, we'll see there's a lot of the Chinese look like Chinese, and they've got their particular personalities. You can't do business with the Japanese like you do business with an American. A little bit kacha. Their whole system is based on honor and respect, and then Americans are based on getting the job done. And different personalities. If you look for it today, it's not as easy to see as it used to be, because we've become very might like everybody else. Although if you dig a bit, let's see, you'll see the Puerto Ricans are not exactly the same as the Spanish, and the British are not exactly functioning at the same level as the French. They hate each other, they kill each other all the time. The wars there and whatever. Even in Switzerland, Rav Shmuel, you'll tell me the Italian Swiss and the German Swiss and the French Swiss, So we see that there's a lot of these differences. Generally speaking, you look at a guy and you'll tell me, oh, he's Russian, he's Chinese, he's from Africa. You can see on his face where he's from. Now we have to understand it's poshut that Klal Yisrael isn't similar to any of the 70 umos. We can't be because we're not one of the 70 umos, so we have to be different. Listen to this question. If I would ask you to draw for me a genuine, original Jewish face, not so poshut. Draw for me an original Chinese face, you get it right 99% of the time. Spanish, African. But what is really, what is a Jewish face? Draw for me a Jewish face. What are the unique midas, the unique properties of a Jew? Not so poshut. The posuk says Klal Yisrael lives alone, and not accounted amongst the goyim. That's not coming to tell us that Klal Yisrael has different properties and qualities themselves from the rest of the nations. What's unique by that? You have 70 umos that have all got different properties and qualities, and Klal Yisrael is another nation. There's different qualities and different properties. What's so special about that? But we've got nicer midas, they've got worse midas. Well, essentially, we just wanted the 70 umos then. Then they're 71 umos, and we just wanted the 71 umos. What separates them? They have different midas, different qualities, different properties. So we also have different qualities, different midas, different properties. But at the end of the day, we're all the same. So you're different, we're different. Chinese are not the Americans. The Puerto Ricans are not the British. And the Jews are not the Spanish. So then what's so special? So then what is special about the Jew? Well, you get the picture? You have the question? It's a very powerful question. First, Klal Yisrael is different because we're not called a nation at all. Because there aren't 71 umas po'ilam, there's 70 umas po'ilam. Shebebes ein le'am Yisrael t'chunos tvit miyuchedes klal. Klal Yisrael doesn't have basic, natural, unique qualities at all. Ein b'metzias ponim yehudiyot. In metzias, there isn't a Jewish face. Or t'chunos yehudiyot, or Jewish properties. We'll see there's moile chasodim, rachmonim, bashonim. We'll see where that comes from. So what is then this unique thing called Am Yisrael? He's not one of the 70 umos. So you can't define it by saying he's got this and this and this and this, which is different from everybody else, because then he's just one of the umos. Different from the others, because that's all the umos are different from the others. So what's so special about us? First of all, we're not an ummah. Second of all, we don't have any basic natural properties and tendencies and looks. Shehem kumo mara, sheles leim bigami klu. The Jew is a mirror. We doim it to the moon. You see that in many places. And we are les leim bigami klu. We're a mirror. If you understand this principle, you see that the applications are fantastic. Ela coletis is a tmuna ho medes mulloi ki ma shie tie. A Jew reflects back whatever standing in front of the mirror, whatever that is. Whatever you put in front of yourself, whatever you look at, that's what you will reflect back. Kach Yisrael mitziyoysam shehe mashkifim mitoicham es hatchunois shel mi she'oimed mulom ye mi she'ye. Whatever standing opposite a Jew, that's what he will reflect back. Okay, now let's see what that looks like. V'zu akavona v'tachlis bebrias Yisrael. Just one second. Just before we go weiter, this principle is also the difference between a man and a woman. It was an interesting machlokes between him and Rav Taub Zatzal as to whether when Yeshiva Boch is sitting and watching a movie or a Beis Yaakov girl is watching a movie, what's worse? Who's it worse for? Where's the bigger problem? So Rav Taub is told it's much worse for a boy. Much worse for a boy than a girl. Rav Pinkas held, because of this yesod, that for a girl it's much worse than a boy. When a boy is looking at something he shouldn't be looking at, there's no question. But the woman, the female dimension, is the mirror. When she's looking at something she should be looking at, that's her whole essence becomes that. She's less lamigami klum. But Klal Yisrael is less lamigami klum, but within Klal Yisrael, you have a sun and a moon. You have male and female, which we've seen many times. The male is what reflects the sun, and it's the female dimension that shines it back. So whatever you put in front of her, that's what she's going to reflect. So when a man does something, it's bad, damaging, makes a hole in his neshama. But when a woman does it, it's oiko, her whole essence. It was an interesting discussion based on this yesod of being a mirror. You are what you look at. So klali, is that mirror. Whatever you look at, that's what you become. You go live in America, you become an American. The best Americans are the Jews. There's no better America than an American Jew. The Puerto Rican is Puerto Rican, he looks Puerto Rican. The Chinese is Chinese, he stays Chinese, he keeps his little Chinatown and he's got his little, they can become, they integrate very quickly into the society and they get lost very quickly in the societies they come to because that's what they are. They reflect back what they look at. You start looking at the society you're in, you're influenced by it and you become part of it. There was the Sakon of America. The biggest Sakon of America was that we had no tools to deal with the Golis like that. Klal Yisrael for 3,500 years has been on a long journey. And most of that journey, we've been facing Esav dressed like Esav. Suddenly, we arrived in a place where Esav wasn't dressed like Esav. Esav was dressed like Achi. It could be even genuine. Could be genuine. Rav Moshe held Ulai that it's not Ulai, but Rav Moshe held that it was a genuine Malchus Shel Chesed. They weren't pretending. You'll find pockets of anti-Semitism, but it's not American to be anti-Semitic. It's very non-American to be anti-Semitic. And the Yidden got lost there very quickly because we don't know how to deal with Achi. Because we look at him. Nobody looks at the Polish guy with a stick who's about to beat you and want to be like him. But Rudny said, if a guy 100 years ago, a Polish guy 100 years ago had invented an iPhone, no Jew would have bought it. Because what do I have to do with a Polish guy? Today, I have a lot to do with the Goyish world because he's so nice and he's so kind. He's an Asa, but he's an Achi. He's coming as Achi. We don't know how to deal with that. We were totally unprepared for that Golus. The Malchus Shel Chesed, Rav Moshe said a Moedika thing. I heard this from Rav Grudny. He heard it from Rav Moshe. It's not written anywhere, but he said, you'll understand why probably Rav Moshe didn't want to publish it. But Rav Moshe said that Gemara that says that when in Losid Lava, Koros Baruch is going to bring all the nations before them, and they're all going to say, yeah, everything we did for Klal Yisrael, we built roads and bridges, was all just because we wanted Klal Yisrael to turn Torah. Koros Baruch sent them Shaita. You didn't do it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourself. Rav Moshe said, perhaps, Ulai. America won't be included in that tochoch. Because they did a lot of chesed and they didn't got benefits of the chesed they were doing. The amazing insight from Rav Moshe. But what happened in that Malchus Shel Chesed? Had 80% assimilation rate. How did that happen? Because I'm an American and she's an American. So what's the problem? Mabaya. You start looking at the nation because the nation looks attractive. You become like that because you're a mirror. It's a terrifying idea.
Yes. We are a mirror or we are empty. That means if we have something inside, we cannot absorb what is external. That means if we have a place inside to get the external, we will get American culture or I don't know what. But if
you're a mirror, you're a mirror. So when you look at America, you become like an American. That's what you reflect. So how do you solve the problem? You have to start looking at Hashem. You have to start looking at the Torah. You have to start looking at things that are Jewish.
Yeah.
Not things that are Goyish, because what you look at, that's what you're going to be. You go after, what you get involved in. Yeah. That's Chazal made tekonas, not to drink their wine, not their oil, not their many things, many tekonas Chazal made to keep us away from the Goyim, because when you start getting close to the Goyim, you start becoming like them. So you have to put up gedorim, we have to put up fences, we have to protect ourselves from that. Mm-hmm. Make sure that what comes in front of the mirror is the right thing, not the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But when something's less lemigami klum, then it's going to reflect whatever stands in front of it. You have to make sure that what you're reflecting is the correct thing and not the wrong thing. So you want to reflect Hashem, so you've got to be Isaac in what Hashem's Isaac in.
Yeah, okay.
If you start going to places where Hashem doesn't, where Hashem isn't, kaviyachol, then you're going to reflect what's there, which is not Hashem. Mm-hmm. Hashem is very polite. Hashem's got a midah, a quality that is very, very polite. He never, ever goes where he's not invited. Hashem doesn't go somewhere where he's not invited. If you don't want Hashem in your life, Hashem says, that's fine. I'm not looking for work. I'm a busy guy. I've got enough on my plate. If you don't need me, you don't want me, I'm not going to gate crash. I mean, fine. You have to bring Hashem into your life. Then you reflect Hashem. Then when you look at America, you go to work, you do what you're doing out there in the world because we're involved in the world. It doesn't affect you because your mirror is looking at something that's shining already a reflection. The other reflections don't shine. That's the goal. The goal is to keep a Kodesh Baruch Hu in front of you, to keep Torah in front of you, to keep Machavosa Boilom in front of you, so that when you're out there in the world, you don't lock yourself in your room. Today it's not so posh, but when you're out there in the world doing what we're doing in the world, that light doesn't get onto my mirror because my mirror is full already.
Yeah. But it's mirror, it's a little bit passive, it's not an active measure. That means we do nothing, we are a mirror or.
Yeah. Go back to David HaMelech. Yeah. Go back to David HaMelech. The Iker, the prototype of Les Lemig Ami Klum. I'll pursue my enemies, I'll overtake my enemies, I'll do everything. Yeah. But Hashem says, Ani Oisekei. We have to do everything, but what's it got to be? It's got to be Kashem Shuhu Rachum Afatar Rachum. You have to do everything. You've got to be fully actualized. But when I look at you, I see Hashem, not you. Yeah. Okay. But not when you're sitting doing nothing. You're sitting doing nothing, you don't reflect Hashem. You reflect an amoeba.
Okay.
To reflect Hashem, you have to be fully active, fully doing. Yes. Mm-hmm. And but at the same time, not reflecting you, reflecting Hashem. And Chas V'Chila, not reflecting the Goyish world out there. Supposed to be, that's what we said. You're a window where the world can see Hashem. If you're doing nothing, you don't reflect Hashem. You just reflect a bum. You're doing nothing. No, we have to go out there and be active. But active, first of all, in the right things. And in the things that Megala Kodesh Baruch Hu and Kavod Shemayim in the world, not Chas V'Chilila, the opposite. For sure. That's the difficult nisayon. Hashem doesn't say, go sit on a mountain and be holy. Hashem says, get into the world, go to work, get married, go to the bank, go to the makolet, live a life. But I want people to look at you and say, Baruch Elokei Shimon Ben Shetach. Baruch Elokei Shmuel, Baruch Elokei Eli. That's what we're looking for. Not Baruch. No. Ani Oisekei. But you do everything you can. Rather, that's the avoider. Hashem didn't put us in here to do nothing so he can take care of everything. He put us in here to do something. We have a difficult job to do. just get through the 613 mitzvahs and the day's already finished. There's not much time for anything else in the day. But we have to be careful what we look and what we put in our heads. Is our hashkofa, is our hashkofa sechaim defined by Das Torah, or is it defined by a newspaper reporters? Who's molding my worldview? What the newspapers say? The New York Times, chas v'chalila, or even the Yaked Neman, the Frum newspaper? That's what's molding my hashkofas? Or is Das Torah molding my hashkofas? What are you reflecting in the world? Newspapers, or are you reflecting Das Torah? These are hard questions a person has to ask. Today it's very hard because we're bombarded day in and day out by a world out there that's not our world. We live in a different world. The Jew lives, we've seen many times. We live in a different world. We're not part of the Shivim Umois. We spacemen that came from outer space to be ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this planet.
The I think we are more like a tzinor than a mirror. Mirror, it's a tzinor. That means we reflect something we get from another source, that means.
We're a tzinor and a mirror.
Yeah.
A mirror is not the same as a tzinor.
Yeah.
A tzinor takes something from one place, a shefer from Shemayim, and brings it down into the world.
Yeah.
The Chod. Nefesh HaChaim discusses those tzinorim in detail. He goes into those tzinorim and how that works in intricate detail, Nachon. But we're a mirror as well. A mirror is not the same as a tzinor. A mirror reflects the light that shines on it. The tzinor takes the light and moves it from one place to another. Nachon. We're both of those. We're reflecting now, we're focusing now on the middle of the mirror, not the tzinor. But for sure, the shefer goes up and down the tzinorot, and the whole marechet that Hashem built is because of what we do here. Nachon. Mayachuz. Nachon. Excellent. Let's just finish off this little paragraph and then we'll stop there. V'zeh kavona v'tachlis b'briyas Yisrael shehi am levodod v'eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the essence of Klal Yisrael, the purpose of Klal Yisrael is to be this nation alone in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is not like all the other Arotzes either. V'shem tishra shechina. There the shechina will shine. U'meile yishtokofu mitoicham tchunois elokios shel kedush el yoyna. And then what will be there? Kedusha El Yoyna will shine into the world. And Klal Yisrael, Levodod, in Eretz Yisrael, Levodod, will bring Shechina into the world and reflect that Shechina into the world without any interferences. V'alkein Nikras Knesset Yisrael, Midas Malchus Shemayim. That's why this collective Klal Yisrael, when it's doing what it's supposed to be doing and our Eretz it's supposed to be in, is called Malchus Shemayim. Israel, hey, mamish kmo hayarech mul hashemish. Klal Yisrael is exactly like the moon in the face of the sun. Shem la'atzman ein lem tchuna v'govan. We don't have a unique Jewish property or unique Jewish culture, let's call it that. V'drochom mishtakev kovod hashemish baruch poim. Our way is to reflect kovod shemayim in the world. V'ayin bepirush agro shirashiri perik aleph posu gimel shirikoli pirusha mikol ledvorim ha'elu. The goin on shirashirim in perik aleph posu gimel, if you want to go have a look there, is lichoira the source for what he's saying here. Okay, let's stop there because it's late and we'll go over this again. There's a very important yesod here. Not just in Ashkofa, but aloha la maisa. It's ma'od ma'od chashuv this. There's so many practical applications of this idea, but you have to get the sheirish clear first. One of the hardest things today, the Taba Chatanu is completely lost on us. That which our ancestors had just before the war, First World War, Second World War, they knew intrinsically Jewish and we different. They might not have kept all the mitzvahs, they might not have been the frumest, the biggest tzaddikim, but they knew what a yid was. Shelos Sanigoi wasn't a chiddush for them. For most Yidden today, even in our world, Saint Shlomo Sanigoi is not so posh. Our lives are riddled with umas ha'olam dika things. And we have no shaychus to that. And yet it's mamash in our houses. It used to be you could lock your front door and it used to stay outside. Today it's mamash. It's everywhere. If you don't bring it to the house, your kids will bring it into the house. If visitors for Shabbos, they'll bring it into the house. So what are you supposed to do? Lock, you can't. We have to develop a sensitivity to who we really are as individuals. Once again, it's avodas hayochid. So that we on our own can develop some kind of spiritual integrity and maintain this uniqueness of what a yid is, so that we reflect back correctly that light of the sun. When the moon starts getting involved and shining her own light and picking up her own ideas, whatever, she's not reflecting the sun anymore. The moon is hired to reflect the sun. To get out the way, and all I want to do when I look at the moon, you see the light of the sun, because that's all I see. I don't see the moon. If the moon starts showing too much of herself, then you're not doing your job properly. Well, that's what's happening to us. We'll see how that fits in with Shabbos, and we'll see how that ties in with Zrat Hashem next week. So have a good Shabbos, and we'll see you next week with Zrat Hashem.
Okay, thank you. Good Shabbos.